Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means. We're going someplace new. If you've never ridden on the story train before, here are a few important things to remember as we roll down the tracks. I'm Birdie, the keeper of the story train. I wear a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. I'll blow the train whistle twice right before we leave. Make sure you're in your comfy seat. The story train is a magical train, and when we leave, we'll go through the rainbow tunnel. The rainbow tunnel can take us anywhere. We won't know where we're going until we get there. It's a surprise. The story train has a mind of its own. It goes where it wants to, and sometimes we can even ask the story train questions. One whistle for yes, two whistles for no. Let's ask the story train a question. Are we going far, far away from our home in Pflugerville today? One whistle means yes. I wonder where it could be. Here we go. Where will the story train lead us this time? We could find ourselves among the lions in Africa, visiting a castle in England, or floating down a lazy river in a national park. We're entering the rainbow tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. The rainbow tunnel isn't very long, and on the other side lies our destination. Here comes the end of the tunnel. Oh my, we've arrived and I know just where we are. There are winding streets and old buildings all around, and one of those little buildings is a bakery. This is Ravello, a tiny town in Italy, and this story is called The Baker and All the Mixed Up Pies. Bakers love to bake. They love to make sweet and tasty treats to eat. Cakes, cupcakes, donuts, pastries, and pies. A lot of times, bakers, when they come into their shop, called a bakery, have a plan of what kind of treats they're going to make and bake for the day. Mr. Baker, the baker our story is about, was one of the best at planning and making and baking. That's why everyone came to his bakery. But of all the days, today was a little different. See, Mr. Baker accidentally forgot his glasses at home. The shop was supposed to open in a little while, so he didn't have time to go back and get them. Mr. Baker was left with no other choice but to try to make do without his glasses, even though that would make it difficult for him to see his recipes.
"This is going to be hard. I really wish I hadn't left my glasses. Maybe if I squint, I'll be able to see my recipes and everything that I need to bake for today. I'll start with my pies. I think they're the easiest."
The first pie Mr. Baker tried to make was his famous apple pie. Everyone loved his apple pie, and so did he. It was his grandmother's recipe, passed down to him by her. But just when Mr. Baker was about to start, a friend of his stopped by. Mr. Baker answered the door, and his friend came in.
"Hello, Mr. Baker. What are you baking today?" his good friend Nancy said.
"Oh, just trying to make my famous apple pie, the one my grandmother used to make. But I left my glasses at home, so it's kind of hard to read the recipe," Mr. Baker answered.
"Do you want me to help you? I can read the recipe for you," offered Nancy.
Mr. Baker hesitated. He had never shared his recipes with anyone. He wasn't sure if he wanted Nancy to know his grandmother's recipe.
"I think I can handle it, but thank you," responded Mr. Baker.
"Well, okay," Nancy answered. "I hope that it all works out. I really like your apple pies, so maybe I'll stop back later and buy a slice."
Mr. Baker smiled. Nancy was a good friend, and he was glad that she liked his apple pie. Most people did. So Nancy left, and Mr. Baker went back to trying to read his grandmother's recipe. But it was hard to read the words without his glasses. He still put in the ingredients, mixed and mixed, whisked and whisked, and then put the pie in the oven.
"That wasn't so bad," Mr. Baker said out loud to himself.
And then the pie was done. But when Mr. Baker tasted the pie, he sneezed. Something wasn't right. He tasted it again. And again, he sneezed.
"Oh no," said Mr. Baker out loud.
Mr. Baker had read the recipe wrong. He had accidentally added pepper. The apple pie was ruined. No one would eat it now. Mr. Baker had no choice but to throw it away and try again.
"I don't know how I messed that up. Pepper! The pie made me sneeze," said Mr. Baker.
So Mr. Baker tried again. This time, he was determined not to use pepper as an ingredient in his apple pie. Pepper was not a part of the recipe, and it definitely wasn't how his grandmother used to make her apple pie. He was upset at himself for making such a horrible mistake. But then again, he didn't have his glasses.
"This time," said Mr. Baker, "I will be more careful."
Once again, Mr. Baker went back to trying to read his grandmother's recipe. But it was still hard to read the words without his glasses. But he still put in the ingredients, mixed and mixed, whisked and whisked, and then put the pie in the oven.
"All right, I know I got it right that time," Mr. Baker said excitedly.
And then the pie was done. Mr. Baker couldn't wait to taste it. He was sure this time around he'd gotten the recipe right. But when Mr. Baker tasted the pie, he frowned. Something still wasn't right. He tasted it again. It was too salty.
"Oh no!"
Mr. Baker was dismayed.
"I read the recipe wrong again and added salt."
Mr. Baker was so upset with himself. Another pie he had to throw away. All the food that he was wasting. He wondered if he had made a mistake
not letting his good friend Nancy help him.
"I can do this. I just have to be more careful next time."
"Even more careful than the last time," said Mr. Baker out loud to himself. And so Mr. Baker tried one more time to get his grandmother's apple pie right. Mr. Baker went back to trying to read his grandmother's recipe, but it was still hard to read the words without his glasses. But still, he put in the ingredients, mixed and mixed, whisked and whisked, and then put the pie in the oven.
"I know it's perfect this time. This is going to be the most delicious pie I ever baked," exclaimed Mr. Baker.
And then the pie was done. Mr. Baker couldn't wait to taste it. He was sure that this time around, he'd gotten the recipe perfect. But when Mr. Baker tasted the pie, he coughed and almost gagged. Something still wasn't right. He tasted it again. He coughed harder. The pie had a musty, herbal taste, way too tangy. He had added garlic. Mr. Baker was so upset with himself. Once again, he'd messed up another pie. This was the third pie that he'd ruined.
"I wish I had let my good friend Nancy help me," Mr. Baker said aloud to himself.
Just then, the door to Mr. Baker's bakery opened, and his good friend Nancy strolled in. She was smiling.
"Oh, Nancy," Mr. Baker said, "I should have asked you to help me. I needed your help, but I didn't ask for it. I wish I had let you help me like you volunteered to do. I've ruined 3 pies. I couldn't read my grandmother's recipe. I put in pepper and messed up the first pie, then salt and messed up the second, and the third one I added garlic and ruined that one too."
Nancy continued to smile as she walked over to her good friend, Mr. Baker. She then pulled his glasses out of her pocket and handed it to him. "I knew you needed my help, Mr. Baker, so I went and got your glasses that you left at your house. That's what friends are for," Nancy answered. Mr. Baker was so happy. He would now be able to make his grandmother's apple pie the right way. And he had learned a very important lesson. It is always okay to ask for help and to let others help you.
"Today's slice of apple pie is on the house for Nancy," Mr. Baker said.
It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. I bet it will be someplace warm next time. I hope so. All this ice and snow has given me the shivers. Ooh. If you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of adventures. See you next time.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.